Moines and iHeartRadio station at KXNO.com or the iHeartRadio app.
Adam Graham, a Cyclone fanatic. When it's time to purchase or refinance your home, call Gershman Mortgage. My family and I recently used Gershman Mortgage when purchasing a new house, and I couldn't be happier with their service. Gershman's knowledge, experience, unmatched service, and low rates will make a positive difference for you as it has for over three generations. Call 515-964-5952 or visit GershmanIA.com. Gershman Mortgage, 1200 Southwest Street, Suite 2C, Ankeny, Iowa. They're equal housing lender, NMLS number 138063.
Visit Phillips Floors at their huge new 10,000 square foot Ankeny showroom located at 6263 Northeast Industry Drive, just a couple of minutes west of I-35 on the Corporate Woods exit, or just a few minutes north of I-80 on the Northeast 14th Street exit. Or visit us on the web at www.phillipsfloors.com. Phillips Floors, we stand behind what you stand on.
Hey guys, Chris Williams here. When I'm out and about covering the Cyclones, I often get asked about the sweet gear that we have at Cyclone Fanatic. People want to buy it. And let me tell you where we get that gear. Wheeze Tees. Yeah. Anytime I'm looking to get any of our Cyclone Fanatic gear embroidered, a new hat, anything like that, we give them a call. They hook us up. Shirts, jackets, koozies, signs. Wheeze Tees can do it all. Cyclone Fanatic has been using Wheeze Tees for years now. There's nobody else I would trust with our brand, so why wouldn't you? Give them a call at 515-257-7191 or stop by at 306 South Ankeny Boulevard.
Don't let an injury keep you out of the game. Trust the McFarland Orthopedic Surgeons and Sports Medicine Professionals who care for area high school and collegiate athletes. McFarland Clinic physicians Buck, Greenwald, and Warmy are board certified and fellowship trained in providing the latest surgical and rehab treatment for sports-related injuries. Call 515-239-4475 for more information.
Cyclone Fanatics, the job world is a competitive place, and at all times you need to dress for success. This is exactly why you should stop into Mr. B Clothing down at 1995 Northwest 86th Street in Clive and see my buddy Tim Sitzman. Now, Mr. B Clothing is a longtime supporter of CycloneFanatic.com, but is also unmatched when it comes to the men's clothing game in Des Moines. The Mr. B staff is friendly, fun, they're very knowledgeable, and trust me, these guys will get you looking good for that next job interview, wedding, or just your everyday wardrobe. When you stop into Mr. B Clothing, be sure to tell them thank you for supporting CycloneFanatic.com.
Every growing season presents new challenges. That's why AgriGold has developed one of the most diverse genetic lineups in the industry. We categorize our hybrids into families, each with its own genetic characteristics and environmental tolerances. This gives AgriGold farmers a simple way to diversify their genetics and manage risk, ensuring they'll be rewarded come harvest no matter what the season throws at them. When it comes to higher yields, no one knows corn like we do. For more information, visit AgriGold.com. At AgriGold, we know corn. It's time for the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show live from Benchwarmers in Ankeny. Here's your host, Chris Williams, alongside Brent Bloom and Jared Stansberry.
Hey, guys, what's up? Welcome to Benchwarmers up here in Ankeny. It is the final Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show of the, not the year, because we'll be back in the fall of the season. This is the season finale. The season, I looked this up today. We started doing these in 2010.
Really?
Yeah. So that would mean we've been on the air for what? This will be the end of our seventh season?
Seventh year.
And you've been along with me for most of them, Brent Bloom.
At least five, I think.
Yeah, you and Tron Smith and up there at Wilson Toyota, they kind of bounced around with the co-host position, but you've always been my go-to.
And
Austin Arnaud was there for a while.
Iowa State has now made... is going to make six straight tournaments.
Yeah.
It's been a pretty impressive run on the basketball side.
It's funny, too, because I remember when we started this, when I came up and started publishing Cyclone Fanatic, we thought that that McDermott team was going to be the one to kind of get over the hump. The Brackens, Gilstrap, Garrett, and then
Luca.
Yeah, and Luca was there. What a weird season that was.
Scotty Christopherson was on that team, too.
He was.
They really... Jamie Vanderbeeken was on that team as kind of the stretch four before there was a stretch four. Big Silky. That team underachieved big time. But since then, it's crazy how quickly Fred really rebuilt Iowa State and then the renaissance since then. And I think that's, we can get into this later, but I think that's why this senior class is so celebrated, because there has never been this level of sustained success at Iowa State. I think people realize what's coming next year. Cyclones are going, you're going to have some young guys. It may not be to the level as it has been, which is fine. It's going to happen. That's natural. But it's almost, this is kind of the last hurrah in a way of this group, of this era of Iowa State basketball. Not to say that Steve Prohm's not going to get them back here, because I think he will with the players he's bringing in, but it's just going to, they're going to be young, and it's going to take a little time. But this has really been, I mean, it's the first team in men's basketball from the state of Iowa to make six straight NCAA tournaments.
Really?
Iowa's never done that.
I didn't know that.
Iowa State
hasn't done that.
But six straight years, Iowa State's going to make the NCAA tournament. Nobody else in the state has done that. The Iowa women and the Iowa State women both have made it six straight times. I think Iowa did it like late 80s, early 90s, and Iowa State did it on that run.
Stringer coaching.
They made nine straight, both those teams. But this is
what I think the Iowa State women are in, right?
Yeah, they should be in, but they missed last year, so the streak doesn't
continue. Yeah, no, I get it. But I'm just saying, like, I don't know if you read Monday Musings this week, and it there wasn't much to it, but I kind of dated everything back to February 4th. You were here on KXNO calling the women's game at the time number 22 West Virginia, and they won by 25. And that was the same day that the men were on the road and won at Kansas. What a hell of a day that was. And it really, I mean, the streak that these two programs have been on since then is pretty incredible.
It's amazing. It really is. And they're both, the women, I think, are comfortably into the tournament as well. Obviously, the men are. But now the men are looking at seeding as far as we're going to end up in the NCAA tournament. It's a month ago, literally a month ago, we were wondering, are they going to be on the play-in line? What's going on? And now they could potentially be a five seed. Relatively easily.
So did you see friend of the program, well, he's one of the owners of Cyclone Fanatic, I guess I could just say that, Brian Leisure, the tweet that he sent to me earlier?
I did see that.
And this is why I think, because I give the committee more credit than I do these bracketologists.
Correct.
So Brian points out to me on Twitter, just comparing two teams here. So they're, you know, this is not a deep dive into seeding.
Right.
But right now, Iowa State has nine wins against KenPom, top 35. Strength of schedule of seventh. Then you have a Minnesota team with two wins versus the top 35 with a strength of schedule of 52. Bracket Matrix has Minnesota as a five seed and Iowa State as a seven.
So Bracket Matrix compiles every single bracket.
So
out
it
there.
Weights Lenardi the same as, you know, some, like, Bleacher Report.
Yeah.
Anybody who has a bracket basically is a part of Bracket Matrix.
It'll be interesting where the Big Ten goes as far as the tournament, because their metrics are really bad. Like, they're not good at all. And Wisconsin's going the wrong way as well. So, you know, I think, and then keep in mind, once you get to the tournament, I think Iowa State's probably six right now. Chris, 6-7. There've been multiple
I don't
those
think
around
they're
there.
A 7. I don't think they fall to the 7.
But there's probably a 6, but then the NCAA has what they call a procedural bump. They will move you up or down one line depending on if it helps location, if it helps the bracket fit better. So even with a procedural bump, that's what happened to Iowa State last year, I think. They went from a 5 to a 4 based on that bump. Iowa State could be a 5, and that's amazing where they were a month ago. They could go from really in a play-in game
well,
maybe a five seed.
My biggest deal is just stay off of the 7 line. I didn't want the 8-9. Now that they're up, I'm looking at what's the best chance for Iowa State to get to the second weekend of the NCAA tournament? And your chances significantly go up if you a 6 versus a 3 compared to a 7 versus a 2. Likewise, if you get to that 5-4 game, it's anybody's guess.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, it just gets a little easier. Now it's odd where Duke, who I don't want to play Duke.
No.
I don't think anybody wants to play Duke.
Duke's going to go up, though. They'll be a 2.
Maybe. I think so. But, like, Butler could be a 3. Yeah, give me them.
Bring that on.
Bring on the Bulldogs. I saw somebody that had Iowa State and Butler matched up.
In Indianapolis.
Those are the things you got to keep an eye on now is, like, your 2s. I think Louisville would be really tough on
Iowa
State.
Yeah, I don't want a piece of Louisville.
That'd be a tough one. But you just got to look at North Carolina would be really tough with the way they rebound with their big guys. They're probably a 2.
Clones beat North Carolina without George Niang.
But so those young guys, remember the young big guys, they're now seniors.
Yeah,
they're pretty good.
That's kind of scary.
But that's it's interesting that's the conversation now is, can Iowa State make it to the Sweet 16 rather than can Iowa State make it to the tournament? So a six-game winning streak and winning 7 of 8 can do that.
This is if you're a basketball fan, this is what you live for. The next
2 weeks,
I think,
man.
That this it's next week is the most fun
because tournament week.
Well, you build up to the NCAA tournament, and it's a constant build. And like now is the culmination of everything. Like tomorrow night, and we're going to have a game watch at Thunderhead here in Ankeny, a Cyclone Fanatic game watch, and I would encourage you all to join us. Bloom and I will be out there watching the game. We're even talking about getting an Uber so we can loosen up a little bit while we're there. But that's what it's all about, though. You've got one game, and a ton is on the line tomorrow night for Iowa State. A ton is on the line. You're talking about the difference of a 4 and a 2 seed in your conference tournament, and if you get that win, you're a bona fide top 25 RPI, regardless of what happens in Kansas City.
Is there a bigger game since 2001 for Iowa State in the regular season? I thought about this today. So 2001, they're playing for a conference championship, clearly. So that's a big deal.
Yeah.
But this is substantial. I mean, you're in the tournament either way, obviously. But when you're 2 seed in the tournament means you avoid, you know, that 5 seed Oklahoma State, who, by the way, is really good.
I don't want to. I do not want to piece of them in Kansas City.
The way Juwan Evans is playing, and we saw the best of him in Hilton, if that guy gets going in Kansas City, it's going to be tough to get out of that 5-4 game, even as good as Iowa State was. But I think TCU is a little more palatable in that 2-7. So that's a huge game. And you're right. Winning at West Virginia will help Iowa State's RPI. It'll help everything will increase.
Well, and
you probably move up a seed just on that win.
That RPI's gone up by like 20 in the
it's
last week and a half.
It's 28 now.
Oh, it's 28 now?
It's
okay,
it's
30
now.
Last that I saw.
Yeah, so it keeps going up, and it will even with a loss because it's a good
correct.
It's a good
you're
team
not going
to
get hurt if you lose
hurt.
Tomorrow night.
But if you win, and then in the RPI too, Chris, road wins get a bump. If you do win on the road, I wish they could end up in the top 25 in the RPI, and then you're almost guaranteed no matter what happens. In Kansas City, you're looking at 4, 5, 6 in the tournament for sure.
Did you read by any chance Kirk Collins' piece with all the accomplishments of that group
of
seniors?
It's like, where do you start?
Oh, well, that's why. Like it, that was it because I edited the thing. That was over 1,700 words.
Yeah, it was long.
Like the and Kirk came up with a lot of stuff that I haven't even seen, like media relations and Matt Schultz, who does a great job. Kirk was finding new stats, and if you guys haven't read it, I'd like to promote you to go and read that, the encyclopedia piece that's up on Cyclone Fanatic right now.
The game against Oklahoma State was really the perfect ending for those guys in Hilton because all of them played well, you know, the big four at least. And then Monte makes every little big play down the stretch, just like he's done for 4 years. Matt shoots the heck out of the ball. Naz makes a clutch drive, you know, which is kind of – telling that he's now added that to his game, fitting to what he's done in his career coming back from the hip surgery. And then Deontay's move, where it felt like he was like Houdini there and floating in the air for that and one. I mean, it was just it's perfect ending for that team. They needed every single one of them because Oklahoma State finished with the flourish. And it was just a perfect night in Hilton. It really was.
I feel like Nick makes a great point here, tweeting at us at Cyclone Fanatic right now here on 1460 Kicks. And, of course, we are live from Benchwarmers tonight. Final show of the 2016-17 season. Where did the time go? Nick says, tomorrow night's game is bigger for seeding than anything that can happen at the Big 12.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, I agree with that.
And, you know, it's great to win that tournament, clearly, but I'm under the impression that the committee looks at
that they're lazy.
They're a little bit, yeah. So they're not factoring a lot of what happens Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
We saw that when Iowa State won those 2 years. Now I think they got bumped up to a 3.
The 1 year they won, they maybe got from 4 to a 3 based on the win. But look at last year, they get bounced by Oklahoma in the first round and ended up a 4 seed. Like it, I think especially in the Big 12 when everybody's good, you're not going to fall if you lose there. And even if Iowa State, they're just not going to fall off a line because of the tournament. He's absolutely right. Tomorrow is much more important than whatever happens in the Big 12.
We're going to get to more of a Big 12 conversation. Travis Hines, a good friend of ours from the Ames Tribune, he's in Morgantown, and he'll join us here in a little bit. There's some talk now and this happens later in the year when you play a round robin, because everybody has to win and likewise everybody has to lose. There's talk now that the Big 12 is not as good as it appeared 2-3 weeks ago. You're starting to see the cream kind of rise, that being Kansas and Iowa State are both on 6-game win streaks right now.
Right.
Where are you at on the Big 12 as we head into March?
It has hurt itself, because at the start, on February 1, I think K-State and TCU are in. Those two are probably out right now. And they've lost games to the upper tier, and they've got swept by the upper tier, some of them. And it's hard to take a what is K-State now? I mean, they're
going to be
they're 6-11.
No, they won last night.
So they won. They're 7-10 now.
Yeah, they're probably looking at 8-10.
But I mean, you can't. It's hard to take that. And they may sneak in. I mean, TCU's probably on the other side. It's just really hard.
I don't think TCU's in. They've lost 6 in a row. You can't
put
them in.
Yeah, you can't put them in right now. So now you're down to 5. 5 locks for sure.
It's still 50% of your lead.
It is, but it could have been 7. It could have been 7. I think on February 1, 7 were in.
Correct.
But there's so much parity now. They've all lost to each other and I think Iowa State and Kansas have done more than anybody anticipated. So somebody had to lose those games, and that's what happens.
Yeah, that's where I think the round robin does hurt you at the end of the year as well. We do have Big 12 tournament odds that are out.
I'd like to see this.
I don't want to jump too far ahead, because obviously Iowa State has a huge game tomorrow night in Morgantown, 6 o'clock. We'll have our game watch over at Thunderhead Sports Bar just across the across town here in gorgeous Ankeny. Kansas obviously is the favorite if you're in Vegas and you want to bet on the Jayhawks, -110.
So pretty much straight up.
Straight money.
Yep.
For Kansas. If you want to bet West Virginia, +225. Then you've got Baylor at +475. Then you have the Clones at +675. Baylor's a good bet there.
Yeah, well, in the Kansas doesn't have much depth. And I always wonder, you play 3 games.
I don't think West Virginia can win 3 in a row there. I mean, they clearly can. But this will be interesting to see what you think. I think there's something to tournament officiating not boding well with the way they play ball.
Well, I think
there's something to that.
They haven't played well in the postseason. I mean, until last year, they'd never won a Big 12 game in the tournament. And then they got bounced by, Stephen F. Austin?
Is that who beat him last year? Yeah, it was Brad Underwood.
They just haven't played well in the postseason. And maybe it's a little bit of officiating. But I think also, and this plays into what happens tomorrow night, West Virginia is not a great offensive team. Now, I say that, and they're really good. But they're good when it's chaos and they're getting layups and easy stuff and fast breaks. When you make them play half court and they have to make jump shots, they're not as great. So here's the stat. When West Virginia shoots 40% or better from the three-point line this year, they're 9-0. When they shot less than 40, they're 14-7.
So that's what we keep an eye on.
I mean, if they're making shots like they did in Ames, they're going to win because they do everything else so well. But the last two games, they're 5-of-30 from the three-point line. Just not good. And they are not good enough creating offense in the half court that they can get around that. So they're a team, if Carter and Phillip and Adrian are making shots, pretty much nobody in the country can beat them. But they're not a consistent shooting team, and that's where Iowa State has to hope that the three-point shot isn't going in for them and give yourself a chance. And it's harder to shoot than in those big venues like in Kansas City and then – like in the NCAA tournament when you're not as familiar.
The other odds, Oklahoma State 100-1, and then the rest. I mean, I think we can all agree that nobody else really has a chance to win. But it goes like this in order: Kansas State, Oklahoma, surprisingly, they're at 6th, or that would be 7th, and then TCU, Texas Tech, and Texas. They're all 35-1.
How empty will the Sprint Center be on Wednesday night?
Well, that's always the case.
It always is, I guess.
But I actually would make an argument that there'll be more people there.
K-State could be there, I guess.
Well, I mean, you're going to have Oklahoma and Texas. They have fan bases, actually.
Yeah. No, I guess it's usually K-State. K-State's the 6th,
it's
right?
Usually like TCU and, I guess they're going to be playing, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Sprint Center always sucks on Wednesday night.
Wednesday night's never a night. If you're wondering, you've never been to the Big 12, Wednesday night you can skip. Just go downtown.
Wednesday night's the night to go out.
Yeah.
And go to Kelly's and do all that. Yeah, that's the best night to me. Well, I approach this a little differently because I'm working. I work all day on Wednesday, and then I go out and mingle a little bit.
We should ask Hines his opinion.
Well, we'll do that.
Okay, let's do it.
Travis Hines, Ames Tribune, is hanging out in Morgantown, and he will join us next here on 1460 KXNO.
Admit it. You judge a sports bar on three key criteria: TVs, food, and wings. Consider this our entry into the category for best wings. Ken from Thunderhead Sports Bar and Grill here. Our wings are flame broiled to sear in that juicy flavor, generously lathered in our signature homemade sauces. Barbecue?
Sure.
Buffalo?
Of course.
But how about garlic jalapeno, sweet bourbon, or Caribbean jerk? To go along with 11 other originals you'll only find at Thunderhead Sports Bar and Grill.
You just been hungerstruck.
Thunderhead Sports Bar and Grill, Ankeny.
Hey guys, it's Chris Williams here, wanting to tell you about my friends at Nebraska Furniture Mart in Clive. Now, as you all have come to expect over the years, Nebraska Furniture Mart is known for their great prices, awesome leadership, impressive selection when it comes to, you know, appliances, electronics, flooring, window treatments, of course, countertops as well. Well, now they've taken it a step further, offering the whole home solution, and they've got a full line of custom cabinetry. Come out to their store in Clive. Meet the design sales staff to get you that new updated kitchen that you've been looking for. The staff will help you through the entire project from flooring to the cabinets. Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clive, your kitchen and bath remodel headquarters. Hey guys, Chris Williams here. When I'm out and about covering the Cyclones, I often get asked about the sweet gear that we have at Cyclone Fanatic. People want to buy it. And let me tell you where we get that gear. Wheeze Tees. Yeah. Anytime I'm looking to get any of our Cyclone Fanatic gear embroidered, a new hat, anything like that, we give them a call. They hook us up. Shirts, jackets, koozies, signs. Wheeze Tees can do it all. Cyclone Fanatic has been using Wheeze Tees for years now. There's nobody else I would trust with our brand, so why wouldn't you? Give them a call at 515-257-7191 or stop by at 306 South Ankeny Boulevard.
Visit Phillips Floors at their huge new 10,000 square foot Ankeny showroom located at 6263 Northeast Industry Drive, just a couple of minutes west of I-35 on the Corporate Woods exit, or just a few minutes north of I-80 on the Northeast 14th Street exit, or visit us on the web at www.phillipsfloors.com. Phillips Floors, we stand behind what you stand on.
Every growing season presents new challenges. That's why AgriGold has developed one of the most diverse genetic lineups in the industry. We categorize our hybrids into families, each with its own genetic characteristics and environmental tolerances. This gives AgriGold farmers a simple way to diversify their genetics and manage risk, ensuring they'll be rewarded come harvest no matter what the season throws at them. When it comes to higher yields, no one knows corn like we do. For more information, visit AgriGold.com. At AgriGold, we know corn.
Hey guys, welcome back to the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show. Of course, we are live from Benchwarmers in Ankeny. We're right now, before we get to Travis Hines, we get to do something fun here. We're giving away some tickets to the Big 12 tournament, Brent.
This is one of the cooler things we've done in a while with the help of a special donor.
Well, there's an anonymous message board poster. Basically, here's what happened. He goes to the tournament every year, usually has four tickets. He always has four tickets. This year his family can only use two of them. He contacts us at Cyclone Fanatic and says, I want to give away two all-session passes to his request, either a father-son, mother-daughter, mother-son. You know, he wants some sort of a relationship to be built on this weekend. So we had a little deal on our message board where people would write and kind of tell us their story as to why they thought they deserved the tickets. And we had a very long, drawn-out conversation today, all of us at Cyclone Fanatic, trying to figure out who they should go with. Very difficult.
If it's worth reading the thread.
Yeah.
Because, like I'm sure a lot of Iowa State fans, that's how I grew up. Like, that's how I learned to love the Big 12 tournament, going with my dad down to Kansas City. And so the fact that this anonymous person wanted to make sure it was a – you know, that relationship where you're bringing somebody new along. It kind of hits home to why did we become fans in the first place.
Yeah.
It's just such a cool deal, and I think we picked a very worthy recipient.
There were five or six.
It was a hard decision.
That were finalists, and we, We had a lot of serious talk about it, and we wish we could give them to all of you, but we're going to go with ISU underscore Foria for the Big 12 tickets. I'm going to read a little bit of his or her post. I guess I don't know the – well, I believe it's a his based off of what he wrote, but he says – he would love to take his son. He says, every year I take my kids to one football and one basketball game. We live in Minnesota. This past year we had to miss the football game because my son made it to the championship game for his sixth grade football league, and it happened to be on the same day that Kansas State game that they had bought tickets for. His kids and him were bummed to miss the game but excited that his son's team won the championship of the entire Twin Cities North Metro area. So good job there. Says, however, my kids were still excited to go on our annual basketball trip to watch this great group of seniors. Fast forward to a few months, and I had to leave my job. I won't get into details, but I decided to start my own company. With no income, as my wife stays home with our kids, I had to cancel the trip to go watch the basketball game too. Ugh. Says, I have two sisters in Kansas City. My best friend lives in Lawrence. So we have a place to stay to reduce our costs. So a trip to the Big 12 tournament would be very sweet for my son and I, since we weren't able to get this past year. And depending on how the job goes, might not be able to again for a few more years. Regardless, I'm grateful for the generosity of the great Cyclone fan willing to help out a fellow Cyclone family. Such a cool idea. ISU for you. You're going to the Big 12 tournament, buddy.
With the 12-year-old in tow. Enjoy it.
Very cool. And if you're listening, Adam Gray will be in touch with you if he hasn't already, where he will get Adam has the tickets, and courtesy of this guy, again, I'd love to give him credit, but he wants to remain anonymous. But Adam will be in touch with you as far as how you will get your tickets.
Pretty cool.
And come up and find Bloom or me, and we'd love to meet you.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll be down there. No question.
A guy who will be at the Sprint Center as well. Right now he's hanging out in – I don't think he's in Morgantown. I think he's staying in Pittsburgh, which is disappointing because Morgantown's one of the all-time great college towns in America, in my opinion. It's like a whole different world. Travis Hines from the Ames Tribune, are you where are you at right now exactly?
Well, you guys pulled me away from a dinner date with our friend Randy Peterson at a restaurant in the greater Pittsburgh area. So it was very tough for me to pull away.
Well, I'm sorry to burden you like that, Travis.
Well,
are you having a Yingling?
No, just Diet Coke.
Okay,
liar.
They have Yingling in the East Coast.
Yingling sucks.
No, it doesn't.
Yingling is a beer that everybody talks up, and then you get it and it's really not that good.
You can't get it here.
That's why you like it. It's like Michelob Golden Light back in the day when you could only get it in Minnesota. Now that we can get it in Iowa, we don't even think it's that good. Am I wrong, Hines? You're a Golden Light guy.
Yeah, I was with you until the Mick Golden Light thing. I think you forget where I hail from. And Mick Golden Light flows like water up in the Minneapolis area. You're not allowed to be anywhere near a lake if you don't have a Mick Golden Light. But I am with you on the Yingling. I think not quite sure what the hysteria is about there.
Thanks, Hines. I appreciate it.
Whatever.
Hines, who's the Big 12 coach of the year?
Man, you know, I think it was you and Ross talking about this the other night.
That's tough. There's a lot of good arguments.
Yeah, I mean, I would lean towards Bill Self, which is the most boring answer, I understand. But, like, the dude's going to clear the league by multiple games once again with, like, a super talented roster. But, like, this is a tough Big 12, and are you going to give it to the second place coach? You going to give it to a coach that's going to finish fourth in the seeding in the Big 12? Like, I think if I didn't pick Bill Self, I'd pick Brad Underwood just from going from 0-6 to where he's got Oklahoma State. But I would lean Bill Self just again with the. I think you got to reward excellence, and that's what Kansas has been this year.
That's. I think I'm right where Hines is.
Yeah,
Bloom. I think I'm right there, with Prohm and Scott Drew each having claims to it, but I don't know if they're strong enough.
If the season ended 3 weeks ago, I think it'd be Scott Drew, but
they've tanked.
They've kind of gone the wrong direction.
Hines, what about we had a guy tweet into us earlier making a strong case. Bloom agreed as well that tomorrow night's game. could potentially have more impact on Iowa State's seeding in the NCAA tournament than anything that could happen next week in Kansas City. Do you agree with that?
Ooh, that's a good question. I disagree on this point. I think this win will be bigger than any single win that Iowa State could get in Kansas City next week. But if they come out and they beat a combination of Baylor, West Virginia, and Kansas State, if they get two of those, I think that probably moves the needle more than just one win in Morgantown. But I think a winning in Morgantown is a bigger deal than any single one of those wins on a neutral, with maybe a caveat being Kansas, because Kansas looks like the top overall seed. And if they get them, like on that Saturday afternoon championship game, that could be an essential home game for Kansas. I know Iowa State fans travel really well for this, but I think just my feeling would be this isn't going to be like 2 or 3 years ago where it's just a horde of Cyclone and Gold coming down. I think Kansas is probably going to be as well represented as they ever had, so maybe that would be it. But I think you'd be hard-pressed to duplicate a win in Morgantown just by any single win in Kansas City.
What do you make of this West Virginia team at home? I mean, that the optimist of an Iowa State fan says, well, they lost Oklahoma and Oklahoma State, but then you look at when they've been good and when they've been focused, they drilled both Baylor and Kansas. Would they beat Baylor by 20 and Kansas by 15? Is it just a focus thing for them, or do you think it's like as simple as that when they make shots, they're almost impossible to beat?
Well, see, that's the thing. Like, they've lost some weird games this year. That Oklahoma game, they lost to, I think, Temple really early in the year was their first loss. And early in the year when they were ripping off wins, it looked like their half-court offense numbers were really strong. And that was where this Press Virginia team has struggled in this, I think, now three-year run. Whereas if they can't generate turnovers that turn into fast break points or points off turnovers, they struggle. And that looked like they had that solved earlier in the year, but the longer the year has gone on, the less that looks like it's the case. So I think if they can't generate turnovers and they can't make shots, you know, they don't have to do both of those, but they got to do one. And I think if you don't do either is where they get into real trouble, because they go so full bore in one direction where if you get, the thing where if you get a little bit off the track there, I think you got a chance to crumble. And that's, I think, what we've seen out of West Virginia at some points this year.
What do you and Peterson got on the docket for tonight? You got, come on, and don't lie to me, because I know
the
what's,
game's at 6.
The game's at
7
6.
Eastern.
You guys don't have to do anything tomorrow. You can sleep till like noon. So what happens later tonight in Pittsburgh?
Big Ben?
Yeah.
Well, right before Trey called. Well, definitely not what Bloom just said. That was a loaded thing there, Bloom.
Make sure you caught him, my man.
We're going to find somewhere to watch the Iowa game, I think. This should be a good one tonight at 9 o'clock our time here. So I was when Trey called, I was researching various places that have televisions in the greater Pittsburgh area. So that's the plan, man. We don't really make a lot of plans on the road. I just had a really, really good sandwich at some spot, pastrami. So that was pretty dope.
What's the Pittsburgh sandwich?
You're thinking of Philly.
Pimonti Brothers. Yeah,
the what?
Good.
Yeah.
Pimonti Brothers.
Yeah, what is that? Is that Pittsburgh cheese thing?
It's not a specific sandwich. It's a restaurant that makes oversized.
Chris is
sandwiches.
Thinking of pimento.
Oh, yeah. I'm thinking of the Masters. That is delicious. Heinz, thanks, man. We appreciate your time. Tell Peterson we said hello.
Will do. You guys enjoy the bench warmers there.
Have a Yingling for me.
Not gonna
Don't
do
drink that crap.
I'll find something else to drink, Bloom, and dedicate it to you.
Thanks, pal.
All right.
He's Travis Heinz. Take care, buddy. He will kick him off of the Wheeze Tease hotline.
Well, you gotta get Yingling.
Well, I don't understand why you would go cover Iowa State, West Virginia, and stay in Pittsburgh. Now, I know you fly into Pittsburgh.
It's where the airport is.
But Morgantown's awesome.
They got that downtown, it's worth the trip. Like, if you're – so I know there's Iowa State fans who plan, like, a road trip. Morgantown for football next fall.
Would you drive?
You can drive. Let me Google map it. Hold on. This is really good radio. If you drive from Benchwarmers in Ankeny, Iowa, to Morgantown, it will take
you. And we're leaving from Benchwarmers, fellas.
It will take you. Okay.
Yeah. My buddies and I, when we did our SEC trip last year, they picked me up at El Bait Shop on a Thirsty Thursday, and we took off from there.
12.5 hours.
That's not terrible.
It's not bad.
You can do that.
You
can and just drive it straight through.
Go through Ohio. Hit Toledo.
Man. You got to go through Dayton.
No, you go through Toledo, and then drop down to Pittsburgh. Easy drive.
I'm just glad that the Clones are going to avoid Dayton at all costs. I was really concerned there a couple weeks ago that they could end up in that.
Would
first
you have war. Boycotted it?
No, I would have gone and done my job, and I would have proudly done it.
What was the one restaurant they had open?
Ladder 11.
It's seared into your memory.
The last time we were in Dayton, I mean, how many days would we have been there? So 5 or 6 days?
Yeah.
You know, like when you're there covering the tournament, you get there the day before. And then, it would have been 5 days. I bet I had 10 meals at that place. Because the first night I was actually with Randy Peterson, of all people.
It's not a great city.
And we're like, this is a pretty good place. And it's not very far. Well, the problem is there was
nothing
nowhere
else
within walking distance of our hotel other than this Ladder 11 place.
Yeah. And there's just not much around there. Like, you could go south to Cincinnati. Like,
well, and it's a bad neighborhood around their arena? Basketball arena. Like, if you go to, like, downtown Dayton, I don't think it's that bad. But you're out in the middle of nowhere.
Not on your vacation list.
No, but I'm with you that the West Virginia trip is really cool. I think it would be
unlike
really neat
else.
To see a football game.
Yes, it's unlike anywhere else in the conference.
Which is why it's absolutely nowhere near the Midwest. It's a different culture.
It's like it's strange to say this, and it's obvious, but there's mountains around campus.
No.
Yeah, yeah.
Did Colorado have mountains too?
Well, yeah, they did, I guess. That's true. Okay, but that's been a long time ago. What is – I don't know terrain. What is terrain? Come on now. But, no, it is cool.
And, I like how the
nice
folks
people.
Talk down
yeah,
there because
nice
it reminds me of all my relatives who are from South Carolina. I went and did women's basketball there 2 years ago and went out on a Tuesday night in Morgantown, and it was snowing. The place was hopping.
We went first year of Iowa State football played there. So that was the Grant Rohat comeback.
Yeah. Oh, the three OTs?
Three OTs, yeah.
Man, I remember getting ready for reaction. I thought that thing was over, and then the Clones came back.
And we explored the downtown nightlife, and I believe it's kind of foggy, but I think I was offered illicit drugs in one of the.
And that doesn't surprise me.
I turned it down, but they were being really hospitable. I turned it down. Just want to make that clear.
That had to be a total culture shock for you and Walters and Heft and Bruns, rolling into Morgantown.
To be honest, I think Walters and Heft were long asleep by then.
I'm so sure they were.
The young guns were holding it down.
Walters is the best because Walters will have a little fun with you, but he's done
responsible.
It like 7 o'clock.
He's responsible.
He's out.
Bruns and I, not as much.
Yeah.
Less valuable to the team.
Anyways, Cyclone Fanatic Radio, of course, we are at Benchwarmers in Ankeny here on our final night, our final show of the season. Now, we will have plenty of podcasts from the trail. Bloom has chosen to not cover the Big 12 tournament with me.
Yeah.
Because he's going to spend quality time with his beautiful wife, and I don't blame him, and he should do that. So I'm riding solo on the entire tournament trail, which will be fine.
If you need a podcast,
no,
I could step in. I've had a couple
that's fine.
Beverages.
No, we'll see what happens as far as Kansas City goes. Now, I knew this was going to come up, and I thought, like, how long until it comes up? So Sean tweeted this at us.
Okay.
And he says, is it better to win three tough games in a row or to lose and get rest for the NCAA tournament? Now, I knew after Iowa State lost last year and went to the Sweet 16 that this would become the theory.
And it's not done yet, by the way. It's going to be I'm guessing.
Oh, that's the story.
The newspapers will be writing about this next week.
That's your print prediction?
Yes.
You're on the record?
I'm on the record.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely
I don't
right.
want you to write about that.
I'm not going to write about that because I think that they should try and win.
You always try to win.
Well, it's kind of – I could make the argument too. I mean, look, it's a different sport, but how many times in the NFL has that team who had that wild card game or wild card week off just come out flat? You're telling me you'd rather enter the NCAA tournament on a loss than hot winning three in a row?
Yeah, and, you know, Iowa State's had all ways. They really have. So look at 2000, won the tournament, went to the Elite Eight. 2001, got bounced by Baylor in the opening round, lost to Hampton. So that didn't work out then, did it? Look at 2014, won the Big 12 tournament, got to the Sweet 16, Niang's a foot injury away from who knows what else. Won the Big 12 tournament the next year, lost to UAB, and then last year, of course, lost in the opening round, got to the Sweet 16. Every year is different. There's no perfect recipe to get there. And I'm for building as many memories as you can, whether that's staying till Saturday night in Kansas City. I think that's something that everyone will remember if you're there for the rest of your fanhood. So I'm for it.
Do you remember the first year that the Clones won it under Fred? It was like a late game. I want to say the game started.
5 o'clock start.
Oh, it started at 5?
Yep.
You sure?
Yes.
You're positive?
I'm 100% positive.
I thought it started later.
No, but then we had to cover the thing.
So by the time we got out of there, it was damn near midnight.
It was like 11.
Yeah. And the Cardinal and Gold in that Power and Light district.
Oh, historic.
And it was incredibly inebriated because it was like an 80-degree day in Kansas, 75, 80-degree day.
Yep.
And everybody had started drinking like very early on. And then they kept doing it in the Sprint Center. And then
carried over.
Like, I mean, these folks were pushing like 12 hours worth of drinking and the dancing. That's a memory.
Oh, my God. That may be the all-time Iowa State party because it was Baylor on the other side, and so the Iowa State fans gobbled up, what, 19,000 of those 20,000 tickets?
It was insane.
They were everywhere. You could not move in the Power and Light without running into
an Iowa State fan. I actually almost felt bad for the Baylor kids because they were on a neutral court in that place. I mean, there were maybe 25 Baylor fans in that entire arena.
19,000 Iowa State fans. I haven't seen anything like it. I didn't go to the Insight Bowl in 2000, but that'd be the only comparison, would be that many Iowa State fans in a neutral or away game as that. And it was a party all night. And it was St. Patrick's night.
Oh, yeah.
And so all of the locals were getting upset that all these
the
Iowa State people
had taken over
their Power and Light
parties.
Yeah, that's where they planned to go. That was an all-timer.
Maybe we can, when we come back, go over some of our favorite hot spots at the Power
Give
and Light.
Give the people the
yeah, we'll do a
breakdown.
Preview.
All right.
A little Kansas City preview.
It's useful.
We'll do that next here on 1460 KXNO.
Hey, guys, it's Chris Williams here wanting to tell you about my friends at Nebraska Furniture Mart in Clive. Now, as you all have come to expect over the years, Nebraska Furniture Mart is known for their great prices, awesome leadership, impressive selection when it comes to, you know, appliances, electronics, flooring, window treatments, of course, countertops as well. Well, now they've taken it a step further, offering the whole home solution, and they've got a full line of custom cabinetry. Come out to their store in Clive. Meet the design sales staff to get you that new updated kitchen that you've been looking for. The staff will help you through the entire project from flooring to the cabinets. Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clive, your kitchen and bath remodel headquarters.
Don't let an injury keep you out of the game. Trust the McFarland Orthopedic Surgeons and Sports Medicine Professionals who care for area high school and collegiate athletes. McFarland Clinic physicians Buck, Greenwald, and Warmy are board certified and fellowship trained in providing the latest surgical and rehab treatment for sports-related injuries. Call 515-239-4475 for more information.
Cyclone Fanatics, the job world is a competitive place, and at all times you need to dress for success. This is exactly why you should stop into Mr. B Clothing down at 1995 Northwest 86th Street in Clive and see my buddy Tim Sitzman. Now, Mr. B Clothing is a longtime supporter of CycloneFanatic.com, but is also unmatched when it comes to the men's clothing game in Des Moines. The Mr. B staff is friendly, fun, they're very knowledgeable, and trust me, these guys will get you looking good for that next job interview, wedding, or just your everyday wardrobe. When you stop into Mr. B Clothing, be sure to tell them thank you for supporting CycloneFanatic.com.
Hi, this is Adam Gray with Cyclone Fanatic. When it's time to purchase or refinance your home, call Gershman Mortgage. My family and I recently used Gershman Mortgage when purchasing a new house, and I couldn't be happier with their service. Gershman's knowledge, experience, unmatched service, and low rates will make a positive difference for you as it has for over three generations. Call 515-964-5952 or visit GershmanIA.com. Gershman Mortgage, 1200 Southwest Street, Suite 2C, Ankeny, Iowa. They're an equal housing lender, NMLS number 138063.
You know we've got the wing and burger game down, but if you haven't yet tried our Thunder Pie pizzas from Thunderhead Sports Bar and Grill,
you're missing out.
Ken here. Thick and chewy crust. Absolutely loaded with an eye-popping,
taste bud intimidating
amount of toppings and ooey-gooey cheese. Our Thunder Pies check in at about 5 pounds each.
We rock it then, too.
Don't settle for frozen.
Don't settle for bland.
Thunder Pies at Thunderhead Sports Bar and Grill.
You just been Thunderstruck.
Thunderhead Sports Bar and Grill, Ankeny.
Every growing season presents new challenges. That's why AgriGold has developed one of the most diverse genetic lineups in the industry. We categorize our hybrids into families, each with its own genetic characteristics and environmental tolerances. This gives AgriGold farmers a simple way to diversify their genetics and manage risk, ensuring they'll be rewarded come harvest no matter what the season throws at them. When it comes to higher yields, no one knows corn like we do. For more information, visit AgriGold.com. At AgriGold, we know corn.
Welcome back to the final segment of the final Cyclone Fanatic radio show of the year. Does that make you emotional, Bloom?
A little bit. Man, so we'll be talking about bowl games next time we're on the air?
Yeah, Clones are definitely going to a bowl game next
Joel
year.
Joel Landing, starting middle linebacker.
Well, let's not go that maybe far. Not. Clones are definitely going to a bowl game next year.
Okay.
No, assuming there's no, like, attrition.
Yeah.
Or, like, massive injuries like we saw in the offseason last year. Clones will go to a bowl game. Do I need to put that on the record right now?
No,
or is this considered to be on the record?
We've got tape.
They will be in a bowl game in 2017.
I'm for it. Let's do it.
Do you agree with me?
I do agree with you. It's not going to be easy, as we've discussed before, because the schedule's a little more difficult than most realize.
I wish that this team played in last year's Big 12.
Yes. Big 12 is going to be better, much better next year.
I agree. So, again, since you're deciding not to cover the tournament with me because you want to hang out with your beautiful wife, and I don't blame you.
Well, I mean, it allows you to enjoy yourself a little bit more when you're not.
You're saying you're going to drink more is what you're saying.
Correct. Yeah, that's true.
What's your favorite Power and Light District hot spot? Do you like the cowboy bar where the girls wear the chaps?
After a win, yes.
Yeah, where they're all riding the bull.
Before the game, so the Power and Light, though, is there's so many people, especially right before Iowa State plays, so many people, and it's expensive.
It's incredibly expensive.
$12 beers. It's hard to get around a little bit. So I think as I've gotten older, I think you're in the same boat, we've kind of almost gotten off the Power and Light area, and there's some cool places around there.
We've got a spot
that you can still go to. There's a secret spot. Well, that's the late at night, but a little fun restaurant that opened about a year and a half ago.
Okay,
that I enjoyed last year while watching other basketball during like a Thursday. The Yard House.
The what?
It's called the Yard House.
Where's that at?
It's about four blocks west of Power and Light, and every single game on. Not a madhouse. Good place to just hang out before you get into the crazy. So that's my first tip. Because you don't want to go 100 miles an hour right away.
I'm an off-the-beaten-path type guy.
Yeah, and then...
So that sounds good.
And then at night, the flying Saucer.
Like that place. That's the massive beer bar.
They got a bunch of beers. So again, if you're not into the crazy... Now,
hey, Bloom, we have a very young listenership, all right? The kids want to know where the crazy is.
If you're getting in the crazy, then you're going straight to... The Country Bar, which is what the.
Do you remember the Craig PBR? Brackens going pro party?
We were uncomfortable.
That was uncomfortable. That was
at the Shark Bar. So the Shark Bar is a dance club.
Yeah, which we don't really fit in well at.
Well, so this because it's been passed long enough. So Brackens plays his last game in an Iowa State uniform at the Big 12.
Correct.
And declares that night for the NBA, and clearly. If you declare for the NBA and then have an agent lined up, he had not gotten money yet, but I think it was
Yeah, it was a weird deal.
And so Brackens was
just a massive party.
Himself with a party, and somehow we got involved.
Yeah, well, we weren't involved. We were just
we happened to be there.
Like it was a
like 2 a.m.
Yeah, it was. That was a good night.
Yeah, that was fun.
The
piano bar.
I don't like piano bars. I hate piano bars. Oh, I'll give you $50 to play my school's fight song. What, that's the stupidest way to spend. Invest that money. Don't give that pianist $50 to play your school's fight song.
McFadden's is the Irish bar, and it's okay.
That's not an Irish bar.
It's really expensive.
Calls itself one.
Yeah, that's where people are.
No, there's and I don't want to give the name out because I don't want to ruin it.
Don't ruin it.
There's a place off the beaten path that's my favorite spot. And if you find me in Kansas City and you want to know where I'll be until 4 a.m.
with no TVs.
No TVs. Can't watch any basketball there. And that's kind of the glory of it.
It's like quiet. Going in a portal.
It's quaint.
To the 50s. You'll let them know where it is?
Yeah. If you come up and say, hey, Williams, I listened to the Cyclone Fanatic radio show courtesy of Benchwarmers in Ankeny on 1460 KXNO. And you have to say it just like that.
On March 2nd.
If you look me up, I'll tell you where our secret spot is. If you don't I'm not telling you. I'm not telling you on Twitter.
It's a good spot and open.
It's open till 4. And they serve until 4. I only do that if Iowa State's in that stupid 8 o'clock game.
Because Power and Light shuts down at 2.
Correct.
So you gotta, yeah.
Got a couple of guys chiming in here on Twitter. Sam, I love this take, Sam. Sam says the no other pub. No other pub.
Where's that?
That's in the P&L. Remember that bowling alley where it used to be?
Yeah.
So this place is amazing. It's got, still has bowling, it has golf simulators, it has beer pong. It has shuffleboard. It has absolutely everything.
When did they put the ad last year then?
Well, so you remember on my bachelor party we went bowling, right?
Yep. And it shut down?
Yeah, well, that bar isn't there anymore, but it's turned into this other thing. Where I have one of the most epic sporting experiences of my life. Friend of the program, Matt Urban. You know Matt.
Oh, yeah.
We were down there at this vet convention in August.
Party.
And the wives were, you know... The wives were doing responsible things, going to actual classes and whatnot. Matt and I headed to this no other pub. I got down 3-0 in beer pong, rattled off 4 in a row after that.
It's like Cavs Warriors?
Pretty much.
Man.
I was LeBron. He was Steph, who came out on top. This is documented. If you ask him, Mike.
Do those skills come back to you?
Yes, but it took me a while.
Took a little bit?
It's all muscle memory. It was honestly, other than finding my wife and convincing her to marry me, and then the creation of my daughter, who's the most amazing thing in the world, coming back 3-0 in one-on-one beer pong and winning was probably the greatest accomplishment of my life.
What was the Ames place? It's probably shut down now.
So that was Chasers, where I'm a record holder there as well. 17 games in a row, me and Jason Clement won. And we had to quit. We couldn't go anymore.
It's like...
you were there.
UCLA in the mid-70s, man.
We had a good team. Clemens and I, man, when we were clicking, we were pretty tough to beat.
Now, as a observer, is it unfortunate that your best athletic achievements... came at the beer pong table?
Correct, or, yeah. Okay, that's very unfortunate.
I want to mention that.
But sometimes the truth hurts. Brent Bloom is with me as we final 7 minutes of Cyclone Fanatic Radio this year.
Anywhere you go in KC is enjoyable. We didn't even mention Kelly's. That's the obvious spot.
So here's the funny thing about Kelly's. I was always a holdout.
Yep.
I had not been to Kelly's until 2 years ago. I always refused to go.
Yep.
Because I didn't want to leave. I'm like, why would I pay a cab? Like, I got everything I need right here.
So it's about, 5 miles south of Power and Light?
Yes, that's fair.
Yeah.
And I went 2 years ago on Wednesday night. I always go on Wednesday night. That's the most fun you'll have. in my opinion.
Wall-to-wall cycle.
It's all Iowa State fans. And they usually have a band.
Yep.
And you always will find somebody you know. And I get it now. That's the place to be.
It is far away from the action now, but it used to be.
But I like that.
Yeah. Wednesday night's the good night for Kelly's.
I don't want to say I hate. When the power and light is so crowded, it's not as – I just want a place to sit down. Now, Kelly's gets really insane,
it's
hard to find a seat. However, it's with people you love.
So Kelly's is the honorary captain of the best places to go. But there's some spots, and really anywhere in power and light, you'll enjoy yourself.
You got any predictions from now until next week at this time?
Man, I think Iowa State's in a really good spot. I mean, I think the good thing with where they're at now, win or lose West Virginia, yeah, I mean, you want to win because you get the 2 seed, and I think that 2-7 is so much more palatable from a making a run standpoint. And by the way, I don't like playing that 11:30 game anyway.
I hate playing that 11:30.
It makes it tough.
Although I like it for work standpoint.
For work standpoint, but as a fan, it's tough. So he's got to get down there. And then the 2-7 game would be, I think, a 6:30 tip. So it's a little bit different. But either way, Iowa State's in a really good position, probably getting a 6 seed in the NCAA tournament. And from there, man, it's open to see what this team can do. A month ago, I would have thought getting to the second weekend would have been very difficult. But I think it's a 50-50 proposition at this point. I think that's stronger than Iowa State can make the Sweet 16, flip a coin.
I've been saying this all year, and I mean it more now than ever. It's this time of year when having great guards and experienced guards is very helpful. And that's what Iowa State has now. Do they have a top five front backcourt in the country right now?
Easily.
I think so too. And now you have a semblance of a front court, and yep. And Solomon Deontay's better, and I really believe that Bowie is much better in the 10-minute role. He can give you better minutes than he was doing in the 20-minute role.
And I'll say this: this is our last show, and I'm going to think of write about it here in the next couple weeks. But enjoy this while we can, because I'm not saying they're not going to get there next year and the years beyond, but what Iowa State's done the last 6 years is pretty special. It's never been done before in Iowa State history in basketball. The fact that they've had this much consistent success, and this group of seniors especially, is going to be the most successful senior class in Iowa State history. The things they've done is unmatched by anybody for 4 years straight. So enjoy it, because we always talk about, will Iowa State make that next step? Well, they're at a step right now where they haven't been in a long time. Enjoy it. Soak it in. And so only one team wins a national championship, right? So it's going to be tough to get to that point, clearly. But when Iowa State's name is called next Sunday, I mean, capture that moment, because it's tough to replicate where Iowa State was 2006 to 2012. Did not make any postseason. And now they're making 6 straight NCAA tournaments. Never been done in the state of Iowa. Enjoy it while we can.
That's pretty well said. And you nailed it on the historical implications. It'll be an exciting offseason regardless, with a bunch of scholarships open. And
I'm excited to see what they do. Yeah, no doubt.
I mean, I think that a couple of those JUCOs, and I know that they're going to try and get a grad transfer to, Wigginton is certainly a top story and a special kid who
yep. You
can look forward to watching. But when people call and ask me about next year, I had a guy asking me, and I was like, you got a lot left this year, so enjoy it. And it starts tomorrow. March Madness is here, Bloom. It's March 2nd.
Crazy.
I think we're both picking I don't want to blow our predictions column. I think we both picked losses for tomorrow, but it's also difficult to pick against a team as hot as Iowa State right now.
No doubt, but it's entertaining basketball in March. Best time of year, my favorite time of year. Let's get after it.
Let's do it. Trey, thanks to you, my man. Trey Alessio back there for jumping in the producer's chair midway through the year. Thanks to Adam Gray for all of his contributions. Thanks to John Sellers helping us out every week. We love our friends at Benchwarmers. AgriGold will be the sponsor of us, all of our Cyclone Fanatic coverage on the tournament trail. We're going to have a ton of podcasts for you guys along the way. Thanks to our fine friends at KXNO. Later.
From the WCI Pools and Spas studio, this is 1460 KXNO Des Moines, an iHeartRadio station at KXNO.com or the